Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Welcome, friends, to the third day of our guided prayer retreat, Journey in Faith. The theme for today is doubt and denial. Hear these words of scripture, and may you listen for the word or phrase that jumps out as words for you today. The first reading comes from Exodus 17, verses 1 to 7, Water from the Rock. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and the water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The second scripture comes from Psalm 22, verses 1 to 10. "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver. Let God rescue the one in whom God delights. Yet it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth, and since my mother bore me, you have been my God." The third reading is from Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 to 51. The death of Jesus. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a stick and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The last scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 66 to 72, Peter denying Jesus. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said, "You also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I do not know or understand what you are talking about." And he went out into the forecourt. Then the cock crowed. And the servant girl, on seeing him, began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. Then after a little while the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know this man you are talking about." At that moment, The rooster crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. After hearing these words of scripture, listen to a reflection written by a member of the Guided Prayer Network, P. Gushu. Moses, David, Peter, Jesus, each one had moments of doubt that challenged their faith in God. All felt abandoned by God at some point in time during their earthly life. This is the pattern that scripture shows us. This is the norm when one seeks a relationship with the mystery who is God. I remember a time in my life when I too questioned, and from a place of anger at God, wondered why God had called and then seemingly abandoned me. I felt that I had done my part. I'd left my career, took the leap of faith, and entered into seminary. Now, a couple of years later, after finishing my studies, it felt my life was beginning to fall apart because of the obstacles that were in front of me. What I expected to happen was not happening in the way or time frame that I had planned. I was angry at God and felt abandoned. To say that this was a dark time in my life would be an understatement. St. John of the Cross famously referred to experiences such as this as the dark night of the soul, the feeling that one's been abandoned by God and left to deal with whatever one is dealing with alone. I remember describing it was like being in a tunnel at the point where you had passed out of sight of the light from the place you'd come and had not yet come to the place where you could see the light on the other side. It was the space somewhere in the middle where everything is pitch black and where you've become disoriented. It's a frightening place to be, and yet this is a common experience for many people along their spiritual journey. I'm not sure why I kept going. Perhaps it was because I learned through the experiences of others that the times where we feel abandoned can be times of significant spiritual growth. I've seen people engage the reality of poverty, addiction, and abuse with hope, and I've seen people with terminal illness experience life with calm and grace. What I learned through my experience is that during those times when we feel that God is not present, especially when we feel God is not present, we need to hold fast in our faith. For through encounters such as these, we may grow in wisdom, experience the peace that surpasses understanding, and find a deeper and more intimate relationship with God. Now, I wonder what your response to the experience of abandonment by God. I wonder about it in your life or another's life. I wonder what supports you have when you experience doubt or denial on your spiritual journey. Let us pray. Mysterious God who flows through our lives offering peace, help us to recognize your presence in the dark times and give us the strength to hold on when we feel abandoned. Amen. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.